الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أعطى لله ومنع لله وأحب لله وأبغض لله فقد استكمل الإيمان أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Let's recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Those brothers that are doing a second Jummah are kindly requested to move closer to the minbar. May Allah reward you. Jazakumullah. Respected elders and dear listeners, over the last few weeks, we were going through the topic and trying to understand the history and the importance of our Hijri calendar. And we looked into the history of it, that where did it begin from? You know, alhamdulillah, we, mashallah, we are very... active, or we know when it comes to our Gregorian year, right? We know this is January and then it'll come February. We know the dates as well. And we see, mashallah, brothers exchange, you know, du'as when the new year begins, January. But at the same time, we also need to understand that we are Muslims. We are Muslims and we also have got our own Hijri calendar. And our Hijri calendar, as we've mentioned, that it's not just a calendar. It's our part of identity. You know, our calendar is not just a calendar. You know, where we've got the months, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal. It's not just a month. It's not just, you know, our calendar. Or it's not just a calendar for the sake of calendar. But it's our part of identity. Right? Our history is connected with our Hijri calendar. If we want to know our history, our seerah, if we get any history book, seerah book, you'll see that it revolves around our Hijri calendar. We'll see, oh, this happened in the first year of Hijrah, this happened in the second year of Hijrah, third year of Hijrah. So our history revolves around our Hijri calendar. So as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we should be having the knowledge of our Hijri calendar as well. We should be bringing it into our use. We should know as Muslims that when is my date of birth according to the Hijri calendar as well. And we should know how old are we according to the Hijri calendar as well. Because, as I've mentioned in our previous gathering, in our previous sessions, that many of our ibadat, worshipping, is based on our calendar, on our Hijri calendar. Many of it. For example, we begin the month of Ramadan, the month of fasting, based on our Hijri calendar. It's not based on our January, February, March. That's why we see every year Ramadan comes 11 or 10 days forward. Why? Because it's not based on our Gregorian year, it's based on our Hijri year. So Ramadan begins based on our Hijri calendar. Similarly, you know, we know that as Muslims, if we own nisab amount, once a year we have to give out zakat. If zakat becomes fard upon us, to discharge zakat is fard. Like how namaz, salah is fard, zakat will also become fard. If we meet those conditions, the zakah will become fard. Now when we need to pay out our zakah, we need to discharge our zakah, now that calculation will be based on Hijri calendar. So you know when we say that every year, you know, you need to know your anniversary date of zakat. That anniversary date will be based on not the Gregorian year, but the Hijri years, the calendar, Hijri calendar. For example, if my anniversary date of zakat is, say, 10th of Ramadan, so every year when the 10th of Ramadan comes, I will need to do the calculations of my assets, what I own, and how much zakat do I need to give. That will be based on the Hijri calendar. Right? Similarly, you know, when a child becomes baligh, the age of becoming baligh, that is based on the Hijri calendar. If the child does not notice the signs of becoming mature, baligh will go with the years, the number of years, 15 years, 13 years, whatever it is, depending on, you know, if it's a male or a female. Those years, those many years, will not be counted according to the Gregorian year, but it will be counted according to the Hijri years. Right? So you've noticed there are so many things of our ibadat and worshipping that revolves around the Hijri calendar. Right? That's one thing. And secondly, what we mentioned was that where did it begin from? Just a quick summary on it. You know, we know that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was born in Makkah Mukarramah. From there, he migrated to Medina Munawwara by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what happened after that was, you know, after he migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, many years after that, there was no Hijri calendar as such, meaning the calendar was not established. The way they used to mark down the dates was based on some major events that used to take place. So let's say, you know, if something happened in that year, they would just mark that year with that incident which took place. Now if, let's say for instance, there was nothing that happened in that very particular year, then they would just attribute that incident with the previous incident that took place. Previous major incident. So they would say, for example, you know, this took place after the year when that incident took place. Right? So any major incident that would happen, they would link the date with that major incident. For example, we know Aamul Fil, the year of elephant, like that. Many major incidents, so they would just link it with that major incident. Now it was only after about 16 years of the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina Munawwara, we all know there was a Khalifa, a famous Khalifa by the name of Umar radiallahu an, the companion. Umar radiallahu an, the great companion, Umar radiallahu an. During his time, you know, there were many incidents that took place, many incidents, and because of which he noticed and he felt that now it's the time that we should have our own independent calendar. Like how the Romans and the Persians, they've got their own calendar, but as Muslims, we need to have our own identity as calendar. So now he called up the meeting with the other companions who were there at that time. So he called up a meeting, every companion, you know, they came up to the meeting of Umar radiallahu anh, and he discussed this topic that we need to have our own calendar, our own identity. Now, alright, we should have it. Everyone agreed that yes, we need to have our own calendar. Now the question was that where do we begin from? Where do we begin our first year of our Hijri calendar, our own calendar as an identity. So people gave different opinions. Some people said that we should begin from the birth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some said that no, we should begin from the year when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started calling people towards Islam. And then it was all agreed upon that Ali radiallahu an was the one who gave this opinion, that we should start the year from the year when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, because that was the year when Haqq and Batil were separated. That was the year when Haqq and Batil were separated. Hence, it was all agreed upon that we'll begin the year, our Hijri calendar year, our identity, from the year when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara. Now obviously it was after about 15, 16 years later on. So what they did was, they just backdated it for the previous years. They backdated it for the previous years, but they said the first year will be the year we will begin from the time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara. And then after the Mashwara and meeting, they all agreed upon that Muharram will be the first month of our Hijri calendar. Now nonetheless, this is our Hijri calendar. We need to know our Hijri calendar. We should be aware which month is this. What are the months of our Hijri calendar? Where does it begin from? And you know, mashallah, we all know, or we all are keen to know, mashallah, especially when Ramadan begins. Yeah, we know when Ramadan begins, right? And we're keen to know, and we should be knowing it. And or when is the day of Eid, or when is Bakr Eid, Eid al-Adha. We know all these dates. But along with that, we should also make an effort to know the other 11 months as well. Right? For example, the month that we are in now, which month is this? According to our Hijri calendar, is the month of Rajab. Right? We need to know when did it begin. Right? We need to know when will the next month, the month of Sha'ban, when will it begin? So it should not only be Ramadan or Eid al-Adha or Eid al-Fitr that we are concerned about, but we should also be concerned about the other months as well. And I'll say this to our, you know, the responsible people, the masjid committees, the responsible ones, that as masjid, we also need to make this announcement, not just during the Ramadan time or during the Eid time, but also in the other months as well. In the other months, that for example, you know, we've begun the month of Rajab, or we've begun the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, we've begun the month of Muharram, the announcement needs to be made. Right? Because this is part of our identity. Now, we all know that our Hijri calendar is based on moon and moon sighting. Right? Moon sighting. Now, there is a hadith, and you know, before we go into the hadith, we need to keep this in our minds, that as Muslims, you know, the main thing that we all need to understand is that we have to do ittiba. Ittiba means to follow. To follow what? To follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what is all about. That is the main thing in Islam. Ittiba. We cannot bring up anything from our own side. Nothing. You know, for example, I always give this example. Say, mashallah, we're all here for our Jum'ah Salah. We'll be offering our Jum'ah Salah now, right? And the Fard Salah that we'll be offering will be 2 rak'ah. Now, no one can come up and say that, you know what, today I want to offer 4 rak'ah of Salah. Because I'm feeling that more connected with Allah and more spiritually lifted. So I want to offer 4 rak'ah. We'll say, no, that's not jaiz. That is not allowed. Your fard will only be 2 rak'ah salah. Because that is what we have been taught. That's what we are told, that our fard salah will be 2 rak'ah. Our zuhr salah, fard zuhr salah is 4 rak'ah, which we pray behind the imam, 4 rak'ah. No one can come and say, today I will offer 5 rak'ah or 6 rak'ah. No, you can't change it. Why? Because it's all about ittiba', to follow what we are taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Islam is all about ittiba', and that is why, you know, the ayat that I've just recited in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasulihi wattaqullah. That O you who believe, do not go ahead of what Allah says and His Rasul and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Do not go ahead of them. Don't go on and say that, oh, but I think this is how it should be. Oh, this is what makes sense to me. Oh, this does not make sense to me, so I'm not going to follow it. Oh, this makes sense to me. Oh, this comes to my logic. Only then I'll act upon it. No. As believers, when Allah says something, whether it comes or whether it makes sense to us or not, we'll act upon it. We'll accept it, and we'll accept it, and we'll start acting upon it. That is what ittiba is all about. Right? Ittiba means to follow. Now, coming back to our topic, you know, similarly for our moon sighting, what are we told by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or our Sharia? If we look into this, we find multiple ahadith. We'll just look into a few, one or two of them, wherein, you know, there is a hadith which comes in Bukhari and Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Sumu li ru'yatihi wa aftiru li ru'yatihi." That start your fast upon sighting the moon, and stop fasting, meaning you do your Eid upon sighting the moon. So now if you look into this hadith, it's mentioned clearly that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you sight the moon, that's when you begin fasting. And when you sight the moon, you stop fasting, meaning you do Eid. And then if we carry on this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ. If something becomes unclear to you, if there is a cloudy sky, you cannot sight the moon, then what you need to do is, you complete 30 days. You complete 30 days for that month. Now, if we look into this hadith, those brothers, mashallah, who knows Arabic, the word that is used in this Arabic, in this sentence, in this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is amr, command. Right? And we know that in Sharia, in our ibadat, when something is command, when some amr comes, it means it's obligation upon us. We need to do it. Now, obviously, there are differences. One is al-wujub, if it's wajib, if it's obligation upon each individual, or it's an obligation as a community. Wujub al-kifaya. When it comes to moon sighting, you know, it's a wujub, it's an obligation as a community. There should be some people in our community who are specially working on this topic, who knows that when are we going to begin, or who declares it legally that when are we going to begin the new month, the new Islamic month or the new Hijri month, right? So, but the main thing that we need to keep in our mind is that Islam and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that it all depends on sighting the moon. Sighting the moon, that's the most important part. Sighting the moon. If the moon is sighted, we begin the month. If the moon is not sighted, we do not begin it. Now, obviously, there are many questions that would come into it, that what if we live in such a country that we cannot sight the moon? Inshallah, if Allah permits, and if Allah gives us the tawfiq, we'll go into this topic, inshallah, in our next session. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the correct understanding of deen. Ameen ya rabbal alameen, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, our Jum'ah salah, we'll start our salah at 1:45. Before that, we'll have the khutbah as well, but brothers can perform sunnah now. Sunnah can be performed now. Is that?